It is now time for
the feature band of the week.
Access granted.
Yes.
All right.
You.
Okay, I won't say that.
Okay. So this next feature band came to me in a very different sort of way. So we get a lot of CDs mailed in here to the station. And oftentimes they come in nice packaging, and it's quite, you know, people make an effort with their cover art and stuff like that, and it's, you know, it's cool. So anyways, I was going, a little while ago, I was going through the CDs, and I found a CD that contains a piece of paper with the pictures of, hold on, Sherry threw me off. Of Dr. Peter Venkman and Dr. Ray Stantz from Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters, right.
And then and it's just a photocopied picture. I mean, you can barely make out their faces, but you can tell that it's Ghostbusters. And it says Royal Mountain Records Presents. And I was like, man, and it's in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, this packaging is awesome. And so at first I didn't think anything of it. I was like, wow, they didn't put much effort into their album. And then I grabbed it. And I turn the sucker over. This is an album by Colorado. Colorado, who we have featured on the show before. Colorado wanted to release a single, but they didn't want to just make a single and then send that out to everybody. So what they did is they got a whole bunch of their friends who were in different bands to add some songs onto this album. And then they explained it all on the inside of the album and whatnot. So you've got bands like Fang Island, who we featured on the show before, Hongi Hongi, who we featured on the show before. There's another Colorado song, the Darcy's, who are an arts and crafts band. Who else? Young Rival. Whole lot of bands on here. And Rocky Mountain Record, it says it's Rocky Mountain Records Presents, and this one actually got cut off, and it's Ghostbusters 5 is what, the soundtrack for Ghostbusters 5, that's what they created with this. And Rocky Mountain Records is actually Colorado's label. It's their own label. And so in listening to this album, I heard a song called Back Against the Wall by a band called Topanga. And I friggin' loved it. And so I looked, and then strangely enough, a little while later, we got an EP in studio by Topanga. Called Oceans.
Coming together.
Exactly. And so I snagged that one too. And similar to, like, when I first listened to, and, like, you know, a lot of feature bands, like, I give them good listens to, but, like, Hongi Hongi, like, it was in my CD player for a long time. Same thing with Topanga. I just listen, and it's an EP. There's only 6 songs on it, so I listen to it over and over and over and over again. And I really like it. And so these guys are based out of Toronto. The members are Stephen Babcock, Nestor Chumak, Zach Mykula, and Steve Sladkowski.
Yeah,
it's a good thing you are not saying these names.
I definitely wouldn't have said them.
Because you would have screwed them up, probably. So anyways, so these guys impressed with their live performances and another EP that they had released. They had impressed the Colorado guys, and the Colorado guys said, hey, why don't you come on our label? And then they made the Oceans EP with them. And so anyways, these guys have been generating a lot of buzz in the last year. They played... and they've only been around. They've been childhood friends for a long time, but they just started playing like live shows in 2011. And they played, so they've rocketed up to play shows like Pop Montreal, North by Northeast, CMW, and played with a whole bunch of different acts. And so yeah, they're pretty awesome. They're very high energy. Apparently, I've never seen them play live, and I'd like to. But apparently, their performances are very high energy. A lot of and it's a lot of up tempo stuff. There's you know, I hate like placing genres on bands, so I'm not gonna even try. But they remind me a little bit of Moneen in a way, but then they've got there's more indie elements to it.
Just, all right, you know, well, what are we gonna hear by
a better word? Okay, so what I'm gonna play is the song that introduced me to them, which was Back Against the Wall from this Ghostbusters 5 soundtrack. And then I'm also going to play Oceans and Mabu.
All right.
Okay, so hold on a second here. Let me just get all set up here. Oh man, Sherry's got me so frazzled.
Don't worry, I'll just cut this part out.
Why? This part is good radio. All right, so here we go. This is Oceans by Topanga. And Topanga is just a cool band name. If those who don't know who Topanga is, in the 90s there was a show called Boy Meets World with Ben Savage, who's the main character. It was awesome. It was the best. See, people think that the best parts of the TGI Fridays were Full House and whatever the Urkel show was, but it wasn't. It was Boy Meets World. Yeah. And Topanga was his girlfriend, and she was fucking smoking hot. Oops, I just dropped an F-bomb, but I was so excited. Anyways. So that's where that's one of the definitions of Topanga, because it's also a mountain range in California. But anyways, that's the definition that I like. So anyways, here we go. This is Oceans by Topanga here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono A Mono.